things just happened, you know. Leo Zagami showed up, but with the time zone differences, he showed up 2 hours later. So we're going to get Leo on for a full show next time. I think it might be great to actually have a dialogue between you and Tim in this next hour, because a lot of you guys comparing notes are going to surprise people by the fact that you agree on a lot of issues. So please continue, Tim, on some of the main stories, and I'd like you to chime in, Leo, when you see an issue, and then we're going to go down further in the show and hear some of the latest things in your announcement. I think you have a second book coming out, et cetera. So sure. Go ahead, Tim, and tell us what the other stories are.
I like Leo, and I like his analysis. But I'll cover a couple things here that probably ought to be covered. Yesterday afternoon, the FBI director held a closed-door session with reporters covering the Hillary Clinton investigation. And it was, you know, an off-the-record thing. But I think my prediction is that in the next 30 to 60 days, Hillary will be indicted. She will not get the nomination. They'll give the nomination to Vice President Joe Biden. I think the reason is they prefer not the hidden lords behind the throne. Don't want to have to kill Trump. They want to stop him, and they want to at least keep the election option open with her. She Tim, is not a winnable candidate.
If they kill Trump, we're going to kill them. How's that?
Well, they need
to know there'll be a hot revolution, and these guys will be strung up on the highest nearest tree.
Well, they've done this before.
They won't get away with it this time.
They forced Ronald Reagan to accept George Bush as vice president, and less than a year later, they tried to kill him.
We didn't have alternative media back then. We have alternative media.
Well, that is correct.
We are the media now, not the CNN, or I call CBS. Well, you can also hear BS.
But the thing is, they really don't want, because of that, and they pull so many false flags, and people are getting wise to their scams. They prefer to have an election option open, and Donald Trump, if he runs against Hillary, he's going to politically eat her alive.
He'll also eat Joe Biden alive, who has no personality, no vigor, no literally his own set of principles he can stand by. Joe Biden's
Biden too, but the point is, they'll try to come up with everything under the sun.
It's not going
to
work.
They'll throw the kitchen sink at Donald Trump
right.
in the hopes that they'll win. I don't think they will, but I'll guarantee you, Hillary Clinton has so much baggage, and of course it's not just Hillary, but it's Hillary and her business partner slash so-called husband. These guys are crooks of the big
Tim,
massive baggage.
If Jesus was to cast out the demons out of Hillary, they would call back and say, "Our name is Legion, for our number is many."
At least, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to hear your comment, Leo, about this election cycle and what's going on in America. What do you think?
Well, I think that he's going definitely towards a victory, Donald Trump, because Hillary is being surrounded by her, you know, her problems more and more, and she obviously behind closed doors is being basically said to get out of the way. So it's more probable, actually, like to think that maybe even Bernie Sanders could, you know, be the candidate for the Democrats in this.
It's possible, but Bernie is supported by spoiled millennial children who want to be entitled. Yeah,
Donald, these are choices.
Leo, I wanted to ask you something. The Italian Parliament is on the verge of, as I understand it, approving same-sex marriages in the Catholic Church.
They already did that yesterday, and that's why Italy is really gathering much more support now, more than ever, for the ideas of people like Donald Trump and the conservatives that here in Italy back him, which are Matteo Salvini, or in France, La Le Pen. So we are in front of a very difficult situation, because yesterday we saw how this left wing, how these Democrats have really now taken over the scene, and they are going forward with these laws. But more than ever, we have this Islamic invasion that is supported by the elite and is secretly.
It's only a few million men of military age.
But there's much more to that.
In your house, Leo?
No, but that's the thing. We have to be careful, because there is a plan here to make everything Islamic.
Right,
because this plan comes from behind the closed doors, certain branches of Freemasonry, even in the U.S., secretly supporting Islam, and they are supporting this Islamic version that they want to. In one way, they have the terrorists of ISIS, in the other, they have the creationists like Adnan Oktar, Arunyaya, or they have Fethullah Gulen, or they have other figures that are more moderate but are always dangerous, because all of them are working for the same thing: the complete destruction of Christianity, and that's why I am working now to promote a new alliance of Christian Freemasons, a Christian Masonic alliance, which has to be truly Christian, because there is people in America in Christian Masonic rites. The one prevalent is the York Rite, and the Grand Encampment of Knights Templar of the U.S. should be the people who really guarantee that there is real Christian Freemasonry, but in reality they are corrupt by Islam, and they are corrupt by the Catholic Church view, which is this one world religion supported by Pope Francis. This is the truth, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think Pope Francis is the worst disaster that the Church has ever had, at least since Pope Alexander VI.
Yeah, Tim and Leo, one of the things that I've collected in the last week is research that shows the Bush family is tied directly to the Jesuits and the Mormon Mafia, groups of Masons. Because remember, all high-level Mormons are high-level Masons, every one of them.
We have to understand here, Bill, that there is a really big war between different factions of Freemasonry.
That's what it is. That's why when we look at Donald Trump, he's a member of the Scottish Rite, and so was Ronald Reagan. These people are strong supporters of what we call the White Lodges, that actually are trying to fight against the evil.
Unfortunately, even the Scottish Rite is having more and more problems in maintaining that purity of intentions with Christianity, because even they are infiltrating the Supreme Council. I think Donald is a perfect person for the job, because he is not in those paramasonic, pseudo-masonic elite circles that are more like the Bohemian Grove, or the one where
he's not into that at all.
And he is the person that could maybe turn around things, because he's not corruptible. That's what really is getting a lot of people afraid in high places.
You're right, Leo, and I think there's a chance that Donald Trump will pull it off, will get elected, will not be murdered, and will manage to make America great again and have a dramatic effect globally. However,
I tell you one thing, Donald, I think, has a great security person in charge of his security. I know from inside sources that he really rewards very well his security people, and for this reason, they really care about his life and about keeping his security around him. So this is a note I just wanted to put in.
Yeah, that's really good.
I hope you're right. I've been to one of his sessions. You go through a Secret Service check at the door, but I wasn't particularly impressed with that. Problem is, when you have thousands of people pouring into a venue in a short period of time, I just think he's at risk. They have killed and attempted to kill quite a number of presidents and people running for president. Both John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. I think they set Teddy Kennedy up at Chappaquiddick, although that was fairly easy to do, knowing his lack of morals. They wanted to kill Ford so Rockefeller could come in. They almost killed Reagan so old man Bush could have been president much sooner. And going back literally 100 and some years, they tried to kill Andrew Jackson, they killed Lincoln, et cetera, et cetera. I put nothing past these people. They're not amoral. They're totally immoral. They're satanic. By the way, I wanted to say, I think a big part of what we're seeing in Europe with all these Muslims is not only the desire to destroy European culture and civilization, finances, and, of course, Christianity, most of all, but it's also a setup for what the Masonists and the leading Satanists at the time, former Confederate General Albert Pike, said in the very late 1800s in a letter that was on public view for many years in the British Library in London.
But the actual genuinity of this letter has been doubted. I have brought some further studies to the equation in my new book, Volume 2, which is out now in ebook and will be out in a couple of weeks also on hard paper. And I must tell you that there is a conspiracy, of course, behind this letter. And there is a conspiracy about the so-called letters between Albert Pike and Mazzini. But it has been well-crafted by the Jesuits, and this has been also admitted to me by a famous Masonic historian. So I invite people to read my new book.
So are you saying you don't think that letter is correct?
It's unfortunately a letter written with a purpose and put there out there with a purpose. So I don't want to say more, but you should really study more the fact that there is a great manipulation of this information, and that people and, of course, interested sources like the Jesuits had all their interest to filter some of these messages, which were indeed true, but to address them to the wrong people. So Albert Pike himself never wrote certain things, because a lot of what is actually addressed as being Pike's is of Leo Taxil, who was himself an agent of the Jesuits and a Freemason, but then he left Freemasonry apparently to marry the cause of the Catholic Church, but the whole thing was then, after 12 years, presented as a scam. But at the same time he had damaged both the Freemasonry and the Church, and this damaging of the Church was also instrumental for then making the Jesuit move in the Second Vatican Council to make the Church what it is, which is basically a dying Church becoming a one world religion, accepting openly Islam. Catholic churches in Italy, we had the imams reciting, or priests getting a piece of the Quran recited in church. I mean, we are really arriving.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I mean, it's really crazy. What's happening with the Pope Francis? So
that's blasphemous.
And it's blasphemous what Pope Francis said today, for example, regarding the woman priesthood, because he's slowly going to open for the first time in history also to women priesthood in a church, which, of course, had never had.
He will break apostolic succession.
I think that he definitely is pushing towards things that might create schisms, that's for sure. But I'm also sure
that's what happened to the Anglican Church, you know.
Yes, but remember that what's happening now in the Church of Rome is being manipulated also by external forces that have all the interest that the Vatican stops as an actual state.
Right.
And survives only as a religion. So what they want to try to do is to destroy the state, so then every time they elect a new pope, and this was actually discussed in the latest synod, though it wasn't made public, that in the future the Pope will move his headquarters wherever he is actually based. So, for example, the cardinal in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, which will be Bergoglio, becomes the Pope, the whole Vatican moves to Buenos Aires.
Wow.
it is crazy.
All they're doing is destroying it.
Destroying, of
and
course.
And they've gone so far. I mean, you know, 60% of the priests are gay. I'm 65. I grew up in the pre-Vatican Church and the early Vatican Church, and I've seen the changes. I've had many cousins that were priests. We lived across the street from the rectory. I've seen this, and the caliber of people that are priests today and bishops today are very different from what they used to be. And the whole rituals that, you know, one prayer they dropped in Vatican II was the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, asking for his protection against the forces of Satan. And
but
that was a prayer they prayed.
I think that the move that Pope Francis wants to do to open to the women priesthood that will start with the diaconate is because the church is becoming too gay. And so the only way that they can actually fight 80% of the priests being gay is to start bringing the women in. In the
priest positions. That didn't work in the Anglican Church because
it worked very well.
You know, half the women that came in were lesbians. You know, their deaconesses and priestess were lesbians.
500 years ago, here in Italy, in the Catholic monasteries, between the men and the women and the nuns there was a regular going hanky-panky, and of course these caves. Secret passages between the monasteries, men monasteries, and the female monasteries still exist today, and they find inside of them fetuses and parts that demonstrate what I'm saying. So this is, proven. It's not just speculation.
Well, I don't believe in celibacy, and I really think that if you want to clean the Catholic Church up and save it, you have got to end mandatory celibacy in the priesthood. I joined the Eastern Orthodox Church because I get so fed up with the pedophilia and all the nonsense in the Catholic Church. And you know,
well,
our priests, 95% are married. We don't have priests molesting.
Well, the reason why this is happening though is tied to a spiritual issue. They sacrifice because they're laying a platform for incubi, these sexual warrior demons. They're also laying a platform for what we're going to talk about next week with Joel Skousen. The gay lesbian agenda is actually to get rid of the idea of any sex at all. That your orientation is so diffused now, there's only unisex, which is orientation plus confused biology.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That was a good discussion, Tim and Leo. On the book that you have coming out, part two, talk about the specific details, Leo, please.
Yes, Confessions Volume 2 is basically the largest volume of this trilogy, and there is a large part dedicated also to Chinese Freemasonry, the Hongmen, their traditions, the way they are spread, the way they are accepted like no others in mainland China. They even have a political party, as well as being present in Taiwan, because the founder was a member and is the recognized founder of both the Republic, the Popular Republic of China, and of Taiwan. So they have a common father, which is himself one of the most important Freemasons in that tradition. Now, the names, don't ask me, because with Chinese names I'm not that great. But another interesting thing that I've also show in this book is the connections between the Rotary Club at the United Nations in New York and some of the most the biggest criminals of the irregular Masonic scene. And of course, there is different kinds of Freemasonry. As usual, in my books, I talk about the different lodges, the ones that are, of course, evils, the one like mine that are trying to do good. And I show some inside documents. A very important image also, which I show in my book, is this image of Pope Francis surrounded by members of the B'nai B'rit in Argentina, where he represents really Aaron. He is really like one of them in this meeting with Jewish Freemasonry, B'nai B'rit. And of course, he works very closely with them. They are also part of
Leo,
this.
Leo, let me ask you this. We pretty much know that John Paul II, his mother was of Ukrainian Jewish background, which made
him
Jewish.
But there's also other popes that were Jewish. There was the guy who actually, Papa Montini, Paul, the guy who gave birth to the whole council, the Vatican Council, after
Paul
the death
the
of Roncalli, Paul VI. And he was of Jewish origin. In fact, he actually had on his mother's tomb the symbols of Freemasonry also. And it was
really?
Called Judith, I mean, the name also, it's completely Jewish. I mean, there is no complete. And then there is Cardinal Bea, who was another.
Yeah, he went to seminary for a total of about a month. Back then, you went to seminary for maybe 12 years, high school, undergraduate and graduate theology. And he went for a total of a month. He was sickly, it was claimed. His father was in the high mafia, I think, newspaper publisher and so forth, Paul VI. But my question was, do you know of any Jewish background of Pope Francis?
I don't know about any Jewish background of Pope Francis, but I know about Jewish background of Ratzinger. And of Pope Ratzinger. Pope Ratzinger.
Really?
Jewish,
tell me.
Yes. Well, if I manage to find somewhere, I have a whole line of his ancestors that go back to some of the most important rabbis in the Jewish tradition living in Germany 500 years ago.
Wow.
Fascinating. I didn't know.
So that is something, you know, I have evidence and it's been collected and everything. And I talked about also in one of my books. In Volume 2, I definitely show the secrets of the B'nai B'rit as a Masonic organization, the way it's divided, their beliefs. And also I show the way this theosophical new United Nations is preparing for this age of the Antichrist, anticipating this the new age Messiah known as the Maitreya. So there is also all this element which I touch in this book, Volume 2. Of course, also I touch on the subject of Satanism in Scandinavia also, which in the 1990s saw also the burning of the churches and so on. Also,
what is the name of your book? How do I get it?
Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 2. It's a book CCC Publishing, my publishing company in San Francisco, and it's distributed also by Barnes & Noble, but also by Amazon.
Will that be available now, or is it next month?
It's already available as an e-book, but it's not available until another couple of weeks as a hard copy. So,
wow, that's great. We're going to have another discussion next Wednesday, too, but great to hear the dialogue, gentlemen. This is amazing. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing, and you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right, they'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com. Or call 800-659-7384.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, and Leo, I'd like you to repeat what some of the things you said on the break, because it's important to understand the whole agenda is very complex. It's not just Islam, it's much more. Can you give us a repeat of what you just said to Tim and me?
Well, the problem is that behind closed doors there is a unifying force, you know, between a Masonic world that wants and interprets also Islam as favorable to their interpretation also of the coming back of the Messiah and even of Jesus himself, because let's not forget that the Quran announces also the return of Jesus after the death of the Mahdi, who is this sort of anticipator. And what they're trying to do with ISIS is to force this apocalyptic also side of Islam, but also there is many other sects that are manipulated by central intelligence that are still pushing really on the people these apocalyptic beliefs, even in the Muslim world.
Right. So,
all of this has to coincide with a moment in which they have to present to the world this Antichrist. This is,
right.
Let's say.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's like similar to John the Baptist. He has to be a Muslim who brings peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. The best candidate for that right now is Barack Obama, and that the Antichrist has to be a New Age leader that's a substitute for Jesus. And that when he comes on scene, actually, according to Muslim theology, he is not Jesus, but Isa, and he beheads those Christians that won't convert to Islam. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and he's supposed to...
My candidate for the Christian biblical Antichrist is Bibi Netanyahu. Because I think that Antichrist has to be a Jew, or more precisely, a Jew who is not a Jew in Israel. And he will trigger the Great War, the Third World War, apocalypse, Armageddon.
Well, we have to understand also, though, the position of Trump, which is very favorable to a part of the Jewish establishment. So we have to also understand that you have to make a deal with a part of this Jewish establishment. When Trump made that famous prayer in which he surrounded himself with rabbis and they prayed together, this doesn't mean that we have to condemn the whole of the society. Of course, the Zionist Rothschild part of it, which is the Zionist part, which is the one that really, in a way, created the state of Israel, but now it's kind of becoming really showing more and more their ugly side.
Henry McFaul has today on his site a really great article, and basically what he said, he's a Jew who became a Christian.
Sure,
but what
he says is,
look, don't blame the Jewish people. There is this small minority of Zionists in fact, people that follow Satan at the top of these global banking families and so forth. But don't blame all the Jewish people for all this stuff. Most of them don't even know what's going on. Most people don't.
Of course, that's true. Of course, it's true.
Absolutely. This is what I also write in my book, Volume 2, by the way. And I actually talk about what you are saying just now. So, but we have to also understand who is at the heart of this Zionist this whole thought that there is inside the Jewish society. And we have to also understand who are the real Illuminati, not the ones that are portrayed by the fictional, you know, conspiracy books or romantic tales. There is an elite made out of people of the Abrahamic faiths, and they are working together, but they're not necessarily working because they are Christians, Jewish, or Muslims. No, they're actually working to destroy all three these faiths, because in the end they are Satanists. I mean, this is then the concept at the end of it, you know. So the problem now is that all these people have the media, have the TV, have the possibility of having their books on the bookshelves everywhere, and they are the ones who are feeding the universities with a bunch of rubbish. And I hope that really with Trump breaking with this kind of establishment and trying to finally also say stop to this Muslim acceptance, because the Muslim acceptance is really too much. It's too much here in Europe, it's too much in America. We have, you know, we have touched this limit a long time ago. The Democrat side of society, the communist side of society, the left, has made us accept this more and more as normal. But now you have literally things happening that are out of this world. You just go out in certain areas of Rome at a certain hour of night, like you go out in a certain hour of night in certain areas of London or Paris, and you can't go out because it's full of Muslim thugs that will cut your throat, basically. So, I mean, these are areas where ISIS can build very easily their cells, and they are untouched by the intelligence services. They have arrested 2 days ago some ISIS free Afghanis here in Italy. Today, they actually release one of them, even if he is suspected of being an ISIS terrorist.
Yeah, and of course, this is the same as they tried to call for case law in America. They released 120,000, I think it is. No, sorry, 20,000 in 2015 of actually convicted felons that committed a major felony were re-released into the public in America.
But Bill, this is what happened also with one of the guys who killed all those people in Paris. They released him. He was arrested. There were people who have been arrested and then released, and they go on to carry terrorist attacks. That means that the intelligence services and our security services are simply giving them the possibility to do so. That's right.
They're collaborating.
And you know, I tell people, stand back from the trees. Now, think about this. If you had said 3 years ago to anybody in Europe, wherever, America, Canada, whatever, if you had said, well, tell you what, in a few months, we're going to start a virtual invasion of unarmed, military-age men. Millions of them will flood into Europe from Arabia and North Africa. They'll be raping the women, taking over the streets, and they'll be flooding into Canada and the United States and Australia. And you're going to be welcoming them with open arms, and countries in the EU that don't want to accept them will be fined $250,000 per head, et cetera, et cetera. People would have said, you're nuts. What are you smoking? What drugs are you on? You're crazy. Where do you come up with this? Well, now we're living it. And it didn't just happen. No.
But the acceptance of the Muslim world is really, it has been slowly built up in our society for the last 120 years in the U.S. You have to just notice the exclusive elite order of the Knights of Columbus. You know how it's called? It's called the Order of Alhambra, and they wear a fez, and they are Muslim in the way they portray themselves, just as the Shriners. They are the Shriners version of the Knights of Columbus, and they do all this in front of a Catholic bishop. So this has been going on for a long time, this Muslimization, Islamization of our society, because there is a hidden goal in all this.
Yeah, and the actual Shriners wear the fizz of Morocco. In fact, they pretend they dip it in the blood of the fountains.
Go and check. I invite you to go, because the Shriners, nowadays, most people know the Shriners because of their Masonic connection. But very few people know the ones with the white fez. Sometimes they confuse them with the Shriners, but they're not the Shriners. They are the Order of Alhambra. Go and check them, because they are the elite of the Knights of Columbus, and Knights of Columbus are very powerful. These days, probably, they are just as powerful as Freemasonry, if not more, in
the
U.S.
I think, isn't the Knights of Columbus tied to the Bush family, is that right?
Absolutely tied to Jeb Bush, who is a member, but tied also to the people who brought Pope Francis the last time to the U.S.,
right,
which is the grandmaster, this grandmaster called Anderson. This grandmaster basically is sitting on the board of the Your Bank, of the Vatican Bank, and has one of the most powerful chairs in the Council of the Vatican Bank.
Are you talking about the grandmaster, the master of the order, the Knights of Malta, or which
grandmaster? No, Knights of Columbus, U.S.
Oh, not, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, at a high level, these organizations are very different than what they are at a low level. At a low level, it's just a get-together that people go to, and you know, and they have a couple beers, and they say prayers, and then they have a meeting, and it's just, my father-in-law was, I don't know, some sort of mason, man. He was just a, you know, a factory worker, a farmer. He was an intelligent guy, but he wasn't involved in anything.
But there's good people in it also. You know, I'm a Freemason myself, so I'm not condemning all Freemasons. But I can tell you one thing, that in the last 10 years, there has been all over the world a great interest towards Christian Freemasonry. And especially in the U.S., it's been very difficult to get certain brands of Christian Freemasonry to restart in the U.S., or to actually start from scratch because they were never present, because of the fact that the York Rite, which is the prevalent Masonic rite over there, when it comes down to Christian Freemasonry, they try to oppose the birth or the spread of these rites, like the Rectified Scottish Rite, which is a Christian rite, which derives from the strict temple observance, in which you don't have anymore the element of the great architect. You just are closer to Jesus. In a more traditional sense, you are Templar. This kind of belief in Christian Freemasonry should be endorsed, forced more, you know, into the lodges of the U.S. because of the roots that the U.S. have, which are Christian. Instead, what they're pushing? They're pushing occult rites of Freemasonry, sects like the Golden Dawn or the OTO or other things, promoting all that Crowley rubbish, because they want to sabotage Christianity. So it's not a question only of Christianity versus Freemasonry. This is a question of Freemasonry getting corrupted, of the Christian church getting corrupted, or the Evangelist church getting corrupted, Baptist church. Everybody is getting corrupted by the same people. These people form an interested elite, which has, of course, economically, we know their names. They are the Rockefellers, they are the Warburgs, they are the Rothschilds. All these people are very powerful economically. Then we have the spiritual side, which is always controlled by the Jesuits and by certain rabbis who are indeed corrupted. But, you know, they seem to have all done a sort of pact with the devil to be where they are now in our society. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think we're also right. We're at the point now where we're approaching the singularity of artificial intelligence, life extension, ability to modify the climate, the singularity of limitless energy, and the galactic conversion of our civilization to one that travels across the galaxy at sublight and above light speeds through wormholes that are part of the architecture of the galaxy or can be manufactured through above light travel. What people need to understand is that we will be in contact with other civilizations from other worlds. The Drake Equation alone calculates that in the last billion years, there's been 100 million civilizations in our small galaxy alone. And there's more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach. So our God is a very big God. Our God is omniscient. He has come to Earth in the flesh as a human being. And he brought us a message, and that message is being disturbed because the powers of darkness, which are not the opposite of good but the absence of it, are coming to the final steps where they know they're going to be swept away. So the so-called rapture that the church keeps on preaching, which is an apostasy, is really like the Passover. It's the removal of evil from the earth, not good. And that's about to happen fairly soon because this battle is heating up, isn't it, Leo?
The battle is heating up. Of course, in the Vatican is the place where, you know, things are happening more than anywhere else because they have these secret archives where all this knowledge is deposited, where they have also these secret depositories where they supposedly have artifacts that will completely destroy the present version of our history books. So what they're doing is simply lying to us. Right. The Jesuits who are in charge of these archives, archives and knowledge is equal to power for the Jesuits.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like we see it in Pope Francis. He doesn't want the big house like the big palace. He wants the small house.
I think that's all hype. I have a neighbor at the end of my neighborhood, about three blocks from where I live. It's a big mansion. I don't live in a mansion myself, believe me. But anyway, she is a cousin to the, she was a foster. The foster is the key. They were old Evansville family, and one became minister to Russia and then Secretary of State, John Foster Dallas, was you know, of this family. But we also had a cardinal, Cardinal Dallas. He was a Jesuit who was made a cardinal after he was too old to vote. He wasn't a cardinal elector, but at the time it was said, you know, he was created a cardinal because he was a great theologian. I thought, yeah, it's just coincidental. But he's both a Jesuit, Tim, and a Tim, and Tim, related what, to the Dallas family.
This segment's almost over. I wanted you to get to some important points here. What Leo's saying is...
The point is power corrupts, and the power of life and death in humans corrupts absolutely. That's George Orwell's words. So I think more about that kind of power than any kind of material power, because
exactly.
He knows he's always
the real. Let me summarize. There's evidence, and I know from my sources in the Vatican Library, that they can prove that the Nephilim were real beings that came from real part of our galaxy. That we are dealing with a lot of the things. There's a lot of foolish stuff, though, in this ufology, including people like Billy Meyer that have completely been disproven to be a fraud. But there's real elements that the Vatican has, for example, right through not only the Bible, but all ancient books and every civilization, and even the shamans know that there have been interaction with advanced beings from other worlds that we want to consider them Satanists or devils or demons or the an angel, which just means in Greek messenger. They've come here and they've interacted, even spliced with human DNA to create the giants of old. We have to understand these are real things. They're not imaginary. The book of Jasher is a very real book referenced by the brother of Jesus, James. These things are very real. And the problem is the Vatican knows, and this is something we've talked about before, that all high-level Masons believe that the human race actually originated on Mars, not Earth. And they worship Mars and Apollo or Apollonius and the obelisk as a symbol that the human race was wiped out on Mars, but their colony on Earth survived. Do you want to comment on that, Leo?
I actually helped these guys who've been producing a very interesting video just came out this month. It's called The Unholy Sea. It's a guy called Timothy Alberino together with Steve Quayle. They came Timothy Alberino came with a team to Rome, and I brought them even inside the headquarters. We managed to enter for the first time the headquarters of the Jesuits. We really risked a lot. In fact, the guys once they arrived back to America, they had some serious problems. Apparently, Timothy Alberino, they attempted to murder him and his family during the night. What he filmed was unprecedented, because I brought them, they interviewed a lot, apart from that they went to Sardinia, they went around, they went to Malta, they interviewed a lot of people also that were witness to certain things regarding the Vatican. I also brought them in front of them a close friend of Zakaria Sitchin, who basically used to be the guy in between the Vatican and Zakaria Sitchin, who was bringing all the stuff between Corrado Balducci, who was working with Zakaria Sitchin. And so there is some very interesting stuff in this video, Unholy Sea, that just came out with Steve.
Send me the links and I'll post it up. When we come back, I'd like to continue this line of thought, because I think people have to understand the globalists and the Satanists are one. And I like to call them not UFOs, but IFEs, Identified Fiendish Entities. And there's a dark alliance between these otherworldly beings and so-called Earth-based Satanists.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
I wonder if you could continue that thought you had just before the break, because that's important for people to grasp. Not only the video, which what's it called again?
I'm curious to see it myself, because as I said, we also went to this magical gate, which is supposed to be a portal created by the Jesuits 3 centuries ago with some alchemists. And this is very interesting also. It's called The Unholy Sea, and it's supposed to be available, I think, as a DVD from the website of Steve Quayle and Timo Di Alberino. I only was there as a guest, and I made sure that they got some unprecedented insight. Alex Jones asked me to bring them around Rome in these places, and I wanted to bring, actually, because I already had worked with Alex on that, as you know, very revealing show about the Vatican, I wanted to go one step further. But I think that these guys really were a little bit surprised after about the fact that, of course, you get a reaction from the Vatican when you get too close to the truth. So you have to start getting worried for your life. I mean, it's not easy to fight this kind of power and actually be a reporter and go inside the headquarters of the Jesuits.
Right. They're also using occult powers. Let me throw something in that's completely different.
Yes.
On Monday, I had David John Oates, and we've been doing experiments on reverse speech. And I mentioned on the show that I had, because I had a near-death experience, I have what's called second sight, but I also have what's called second voice. So when it speaks in tongues, which is a Christian thing, I can tell if it's real tongues or if it's satanic or if it's actual, makes sense and is congruent with the forward speech. What I discovered is we actually took a Hebrew Orthodox rabbi reading Psalm 91 and parts of the Old Testament, and actually when we did reverse speech on it at 33% faster, you could discern very clear English that was very congruent with the Bible. We also took the song of a whale, because the North Pacific is dying, and we reverse-speeched it. And when you have played it 12 times the speed, it makes this actual statement, which is really clear. You, O man, have destroyed the world. And then sob, 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 sob. And then it repeats it again over and over again, the same song. And what I think people realize is that all of creation is literally speaking of what I call spirit words. And when words transit across the the void between the physical world and the spiritual world, everything is reversed. So when you hear incantations by some of the dark side of the Masonic orders, they're using reverse speech, like the Blackfriar Masons that say the Lord's Prayer backwards, or do incantations like backmastering of records, such as Led Zeppelin and et cetera, these heavy metal rockers. What people should understand is they're actually trying to make a satanic incantation to change the nature of our collective consciousness and reality. And they're literally acting as wizards and warlocks trying to manufacture evil in our world. Any comments on that?
Well, I wrote a book called Illuminati and the Music of Hollywood, which was published in Italy, based on all the music business and the Hollywood business relation with these secret societies, this occultism, and especially the figure of Aleister Crowley,
which is
very important, because he celebrated his first mass in Hollywood, not in London.
Wow. I call it Hollywood, where the holly bean, the holly plant.
It's Hellwood, you know. It's actually the wood to make...
The Hollywood, yeah, exactly. Hollywood, yeah. When we come back next Wednesday, we're going to continue this discussion. Thank you, Leo, and thank you, Tim. Excellent, excellent information, revelatory. We are definitely in the birth pangs now. Pray for the world, pray for people, and pray for those that do evil, that they will cease and do good, because we are in the time of the end. If you don't know it, pay attention and pray.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.